This is the World Challenge Devotion for Wednesday, October 13th. God's Purposes in Overcoming Enemies by David Wilkerson. In 2 Kings, we read about the Syrian army besieging the city of Samaria. The Syrians simply camped outside the city, waiting for the Samaritans to starve. Conditions grew so desperate that women were offering their children to be boiled for food. It was sheer insanity. See 2 Kings 6, 24 through 33. Four lepers who were living by the city gates finally said to themselves, "Why are we sitting here until we die? Now therefore, come, let us surrender to the army of the Syrians. If they keep us alive, we shall live, and if they kill us, we shall only die." 2 Kings 7, 3 and 4. There was such despair. They saw no way through this trial. They didn't believe God's word that He would save them, so they were ready to surrender themselves to their enemies. When they arrived in the Syrian camp, everything was deathly still. They searched every tent, but everyone was gone. Scripture explains, "For the Lord had caused the army of the Syrians to hear the noise of chariots and the noise of horses, the noise of a great army. Therefore they arose and fled at twilight, and left the camp intact, their tents, their horses, and their donkeys, and they fled for their lives." 2 Kings 7, 6 and 7. When the lepers realized this, they went throughout the camp eating and drinking, and then they started hiding the great treasures God had provided. Then they said to one another, "We are not doing right. This day is a day of good news, and we remain silent. If we wait until morning light, some punishment will come upon us." So they went and called the gatekeepers of the city. 2 Kings 7, 9 and 10. The Lord had turned the whole situation around and had given resources to restore and refresh His people. It was an enormous victory, but it wasn't meant to touch only a few people. These blessings were meant to be shared. Those who are the Lord's people are promised glorious victory over the enemy, but God's work on our behalf isn't meant to stop with us. God wants you to know, "I am going to make you more than an overcomer. I'm working out an even greater purpose in you for my kingdom. You are intended to bring my blessings to countless people who are under the shadow of despair and death. You will bring them good news." World Challenge, transforming lives through the message and mission of Jesus Christ. Visit us online at worldchallenge.org.